I used to think that I could change the world, said Rav Yisrael Salanter, founder of the Mussar movement. But then I realized the world is vast. It'll be impossible to change the entire world. So I decided to change my community. But my community is comprised of many different segments, often competing with each other. It would be very difficult for me to change my community. So I decided to change my family. But even my family has many different components, many different individuals, with many different ideas. So, says Rav Yisrael Salanter, I decided to change myself. And by changing himself, he ended up changing the world by creating the Mussar movement and furthering Jewish ethical and spiritual discipline. The question is, though, how do you change yourself? Change is hard. Change is often involved with confronting the uncomfortable elements about yourself. We don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that. So how do you change yourself? The Medrash in Shir HaShirim may give an insight into this conundrum. Says the Medrash, take a pin. Take the tip of the pin. It's this tiny, minuscule entity. The Medrash says, make a change equivalent to the tip of that pin, an infinitesimally small amount. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that. He'll see that you want to and are resolving to do the tiniest of changes, and he'll do the rest. Hashem doesn't want you to wake up a different person, to learn all of Shas, all of Torah in a day, to change everything about yourself. It's not realistic. It's not human. Says the Medrash, learn a pasuk. Learn one thing. Do one thing. Make one change. And the same thing applies to tshuva. To never do anything wrong again is just as unrealistic. And Hashem gets that. He understands it. So instead, take a tiny element of yourself and change it. And he'll do the rest. All you need to do is give an inch, and he'll give a mile.